I have two stories. They're kind of short, but I'll start by saying that I went to school for philosophy. So when I left, I promptly went into the business of waiting tables. And I could think very deep thoughts about how poor I was for a number of years. And it also enabled me to play music unsuccessfully also. So eventually I went into the management aspect of the restaurant business. And one of the first jobs that I got was at Chevy's in Arundel Mills. And this is when it first opened. The first day that I showed up to work there, I guess everyone else was showing up to work there too, and I saw at least three teenage girls walking around the parking lot crying, looking for their cars, because of the parking lot was so filled and every car looked the same, I guess. I did not, however, cry when I looked for my car later on, because mine was one of the only ones there. The weekend that the Spider-Man movie first opened was one of the busiest weekends the restaurant ever had, and we lacked any kind of preparation for that weekend. So one of the busboys walks up to me that weekend, and he says, hey, no bueno, el baño, man. No bueno. And he had this look on his face, and I was like, are you kidding me? And as a restaurant manager, you'd solve a lot of problems and put out a lot of fires. And so I went back to see what was no bueno and el baño. Right. And at that point, the restaurant was in pretty, pristine, condition. Everything was looking good and that sort of thing. So I walk in there, and along the right-hand wall is this dent in the ceramic tile, about like this, about the size of a head. Right? And I kind of look around for a second, then I hear very faintly in the back someone snoring. Right? So I walk back there, and there's a guy laying on the ground in his own vomit, fast asleep, snoring. So I wake him up, and he's like, where am I? I'm like, well, you're at Chevy's. were you with anybody? He says, yeah, I was on a date. I was like, really? I think she's gone. That date's over. Can I call you a cab? So that was the one story. And the other one I don't think is as funny, but we served a lot of burritos, right? A lot of chicken burritos. And in the back in the kitchen, there was a big brazier that you could put about 100 pounds of chicken in and cook. And you had a shovel, basically, to, cook it with. And right next to it was the thing that made the salsa. And the tomatoes that you put into the salsa came in these very, rustic-looking wooden baskets that were held together with wire and sometimes screws. Nobody knows, depending on who was picking the tomatoes, I guess, at the time, or selling them to us. So, you get somebody on one side doing this with a big shovel with chicken. On the other side, you have a big vat of salsa with a rickety basket of tomatoes going into it. And you can tell, I guess when it's busy, that sometimes things will migrate back and forth between them. Right, so this one evening, someone says, hey, my table has a problem with one of their burritos. So I walk out there, hey, how you doing? How's everything? And she says, look what I found in my burrito. And she literally had a piece of, I don't know what gauge wire it is, but about an eighth of an inch in diameter, about an inch long. And right next to it was a quarter inch screw. And they got free food for life. Basically, because they almost ate wire and a screw. Thank you.